there are a number of options available to the HSE and to the Department of Health. One of those options certainly would be the possibility of a public-private partnership project. And at this stage, I know that my colleague, local councillor Gerry Crawford, has been to the fore in developing that option and in liaising with Donegal County Council, who could possibly have access to land in Lifford that may be used for such a project. And I will be continuing to press upon the minister in the coming days the urgency of moving swiftly and directing the HSE to allow the retention of services locally.
One of the major concerns that any arrangement like this would lead to is services at the hospital dependent on whether you can afford them and whether you have the right health insurance policy or not. Is that going to be the case?
No, that wouldn't be the issue at all. If a PPP was constructed in Lifford, it may be constructed by a private consortium and leased to the HSE or to the state, so it will be a publicly run facility available to the public, as is the current facility. The major advantage would be that it would be a new state-of-the-art and modern facility which would meet the essential HICWA criteria, but I think it's imperative, as I outlined to the Minister, that no decision is taken by the HSE or the Department to close the current services available in Lifford.
Well, taking what you're saying there to its logical conclusion, services will continue in the existing hospital building until such a time as a new facility is ready. Do you believe that can be the case?
I do believe that that can be the case, and that's the picture that I've presented to the Minister. I believe it's critical that the current services are retained during any transitional period. It would be unacceptable, in my view, that a current facility be closed pending the construction of a new facility. I don't believe that would be practical or workable